15 secondes. 7 point for Novak Djokovic. He had a set point on the Alcaraz serve. He couldn't convert. Now here is his second, but his first on his serve. Set point Djokovic, 4 minutes shy of an hour on court. Sun dips behind a cloud. And Djokovic serves out wide. The backhand down the line and wide. And there's just a fist pump. It's a muted celebration, but he will be very, very happy, Novak Djokovic, with how he played that first set. He gets over the line. He hangs on to the break that he picked up in the fourth game. And it's Novak Djokovic who takes the first set by 6-3.
Reprise. Deuxième manche. Au service, Alcaraz.
See how aggressive Novak will be now.
Camera phones are poised in case this is the moment that Alcaraz gets a set on the board in this semi-final. Love 45-6, 2:10 on the clock, bouncing complete. Djokovic serves down the tee. So far back, Alcaraz. He's lofted it long and the set's gone.
Alcaraz
turns to his team, pumps both arms. It is game on in this semi-final. Alcaraz breaks to love to take the set. But we've split sets. It is one set all.
Reprise. Troisième manche au service, Alcaraz.
He lost the ball and he couldn't even move to pick it up. Center of the box, back from Djokovic. Djokovic to his third set point. Backhand cross court looking for the triple break. One of those breaks was the forfeited game. And there it is. 6-1 to Novak Djokovic. He's just doing what he can do, playing what's in front of him, playing the situation. Interesting now, though, he's not going to stop. I think that's for sure. He sits himself down.
Reprise. Quatrième manche. Au service, Djokovic. 15-0.
Kyrgios has tweeted, feel for Alcaraz, just a big learning process. Pretty sure every tennis player goes through this feeling, cramping due to nervous energy and anxiety.
Yeah.
He will learn how to deal with it in the future, then we should be scared. For now, though, a second match point for Novak Djokovic after 3 hours and 23 minutes. Serves down the tee, the stretch in the backhand through the middle. The backhand swung cross court from Djokovic, cross court backhand angle from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the forehand net!
Djokovic.
And it is game, set, match for Novak Djokovic. Confirmation or the scoreline for the world number three. An embrace between the two at the net. We had blistering high energy tennis for the first 2 hours. The smile is there on the Alcaraz face. And now the applause for Novak Djokovic, because he will be once again in a Roland Garros final, his seventh final. He will contest. He did everything right, Novak Djokovic. He played some exceptional tennis. 6-3, 5-7, 6-1, 6-1. Djokovic through once again to the Roland Garros final.
No, Lee, you deserve all this. This is for you, Novak. Merci beaucoup. Novak, in our sport, it's so important to be fit. It's so important to control your emotions. I don't know how did you deal and how did you block all that at 36 years of age against someone number one in the world, 20 years old. and you managed to win an unbelievable match. Good job.
Thank you. Well, first and foremost, I have to say tough luck for Carlos. Obviously, at this level, you know, the last thing you want is cramps and physical problems at the late stages of the Grand Slam. So I feel for him. I feel sorry. I hope he can recover and he can come back very soon. I told him at the net, you know, he knows how young he is. He's got plenty of time ahead of him, so he's going to win this tournament, I'm sure, many, many times. He's an unbelievable player, incredible competitor. Very nice guy, you know, so he deserves all the applause and all the support. Yeah, it's tough, you know, obviously for him to not know whether he should retire the match or finish the match the way he did. But congratulations to him for fighting spirit and hanging in all the way to the last point. Respect for that. Great respect. I think we were both at the physical limit, to be honest, you know, and towards the end of the second set, you know, I wasn't feeling fresh at all. And we, you know, we went toe-to-toe. I think it was quite an even match, one set all, and then, you know, this thing happened with his cramps in the second game or third game of the second set, third set. And from that moment onwards, it was a different match. Obviously, I just tried to stay focused, you know, to stay present. I saw that he's struggling, but, you know, I didn't obviously want to think too much what's going on the opposite side of the net. But again, respect for him, and I hope he comes back very quickly.
Thank you for all that explanation. But the intensity from the very beginning, you were hitting your forehand probably as hard as, I don't know if ever, but almost. Your backhand down the line was great. And what was the toughest part to manage at that beginning of the third set for you when you saw that he was a little bit down and you need to focus like point by point? What did you tell yourself? We want to know a little bit of a secret. Novak, please.
Well, it's not easy to maintain that kind of intensity on the court, you know. The first set and a half, I was really playing very well, had some chances. Then, you know, I think towards the end of the second set, he was a better player and he deserved to win the second set. I mean, but I had to play aggressive, you know. I had to take the ball early, and because if I didn't do that, he was going to be the aggressive one. I know that he's the kind of player that loves to play that kind of style. He's very, very dynamic, very fast, a lot of power in his shots, a lot of intensity. So I had to match that and try to do even better. So it was a very exhausting, you know, battle for the two sets. I'm just incredibly proud to again reach another finals. I'm very, very happy.
On va finir en français, si tu veux, Novak, parce que dans le début du tournoi, tu étais ici. Je ne sais pas si tu as les doutes dans ta tête avant le tournoi ou pas, mais tu es encore à notre nouvelle finale ici à Roland-Garros. C'est sûr que tu es très heureux, mais en même temps, concentré, parce que je regarde dans tes yeux et tu es encore, parce que ça, c'est pas fini.
Oui,
c'est ça la sensation?
Oui. C'est juste tout ce que tu veux dire. C'est pas fini. Évidemment, on a un autre match. Oui, je regarde avant. Je suis en une position de rêve pour moi. Franchement, pour jouer ici à Roland Garros notre finale, vraiment un rêve. Donc, j'espère pour porter mon meilleur jour, mon meilleur niveau de tennis dimanche, et on espère pour gagner un titre.
Pour nous, c'était... Pour nous, c'était aussi un rêve que tu aies la finale parce que tu l'as mérité. Félicitations, mesdames et messieurs.
Merci beaucoup.
Novak Djokovic à la finale de Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Match comptant pour les demi-finales du tournoi Messieurs Roland Garros 2023. Premier surmonté sur le court était finaliste à l'US Open 2020, champion olympique à Tokyo en 2021, l'Allemand Alexander Zverev. Et il sera opposé à celui qui a disputé deux finales en Grand Chelem l'an passé, dont une ici à Roland-Garros, le Norvégien Casper Ruud.
Remind us, one for one for the warm-up, 25 seconds in between the points. It's going to start every time I see the score. There are tall boxes. Sasha, would you like to take orange one, please? Casper, gray one. If you want me to check the mark, let me know. When I'm not sure, I might just go. Yeah. Questions? No? Casper, there is a ball or a player?
Ball.
Ball, his choice. Thank you. And it's a player.
I'll receive.
Receive.
I stay here.
Good match. 3 minutes.
Evgeny Muglis est le short orange. Vous voyez un joueur qui est né le 20 avril 1997 à Hambourg. Il mesure 1m98. Professionnel depuis 2013, classé aujourd'hui à la 27e place mondiale. Son meilleur classement, il l'obtenait au mois de janvier de l'année dernière. Il était deuxième joueur mondial. Une première victoire à Saint-Pétersbourg en 2016. Il remportait 5 tournois en 2017, 2 autres en 2018, faisait une demi-finale déjà ici à Roland-Garros. Notre victoire à Genève en 2019. En 2020, il était finaliste à l'US Open. Et en 2021, il remportait 6 titres, dont les Jeux Olympiques à Tokyo et le Masters en fin de saison. Demi-finaliste encore une fois ici à Roland-Garros, ainsi qu'à l'US Open. L'an passé, il était encore demi-finaliste à Roland-Garros. Il s'était blessé gravement. Il était revenu à la compétition au mois de décembre. Il avait terminé demi-finaliste à Dubaï et à Genève cette année. C'est sa 8e participation. Ici, il a éliminé Lloyd Harris au premier tour, Molchan au deuxième, Tiafo, américain, Grigor Dimitrov et enfin l'Argentin Echeverry pour parvenir une nouvelle fois en demi-finale. Il est allemand Alexander Zverev.
2 minutes.
Son adversaire est né le 22 décembre 1998 à Oslo. Il mesure 1m83. Professionnel depuis 2015, classé aujourd'hui à la 4e place mondiale. Son meilleur classement, il obtenait au mois de septembre de l'année dernière. Il était deuxième joueur mondial. Une première victoire à Buenos Aires en 2020. Et en 2021, il remportait 5 titres. 2022, il était victorieux encore à Buenos Aires, ainsi qu'à Genève et à Gstaad, et surtout disputé les finales dans deux grands chelems, ici à Roland-Garros, tout d'abord, battu par Rafael Nadal, et à l'US Open, battu par Carlos Alcaraz. Cette saison, il a remporté le tournoi d'Estoril. C'est sa 6e participation. Ici, il a éliminé Elias Lima au premier tour, Zepiri au deuxième, Zhang, Jarry le Chilien et enfin Holger Rune pour parvenir une nouvelle fois en demi-finale. Il est 4e mondial, finaliste l'an passé, Casper Ruud, Norvège.
Mesdames et messieurs, Alexander Zverev a gagné le tirage au sort et a choisi de relancer. Final chauffement and a woman. Premier manche. Au service, Casper Ruud. Prêt. Jouer. Oh. 15 secondes.
got there in plenty of time and then didn't really quite seem to know what to do with the ball.
No, it was the right placement, but he almost hit it with a loop, like a looping forehand, rather than actually, might have been better with a drive volley or just a conventional volley.
Set point. Miss going down the middle. Here comes the second serve. It's to the backhand of Zverev, and he misses with his return. He misses wide. And Casper strikes first. He's taken the first set by 6-3.
Time. Deuxième manche. Au service Zverev.
Because he's facing set points.
Yes, he just got sort of crunched up on the backhand side, didn't he? Got the footwork wrong and therefore got the timing of the shot wrong. And the bad news for Sasha Zverev,
merci,
is he's looking now at 2 set points for Casper Ruud for a 2 set lead.
And Ruud serves to the forehand. How many times have we had a let? And this, get rid of that rule. It will save time, Lady E. I mean, that must be the 20th time in this match.
You take your chances. I agree. I think it's something I'd like to see in tennis. I'd like to see it piloted more. And then we can assess how fair it is. But I agree.
Well, that one's okay. The return's on the forehand. Driven down the line on the forehand side from Casper Ruud. That wasn't coming back. The big question now, can Sasha Zverev come back from 2 sets down?
Time. Troisième manche. Au service Zverev.
Still match point. The serve to the forehand is Zverev, who returns down the middle. Inside out forehand winner for Casper Ruud. He's done it again.
6-3, 6-4, 6-0.
And he's done it in remarkably easy fashion against an out-of-sorts Sasha Zverev. He just couldn't get going. And he disappeared in the third set. Ruud will hope it's third time lucky. In Sunday's final, he lost to Rafael Nadal here in the showpiece event 12 months ago. He then lost to Carlos Alcaraz in the final in New York. But if at first you don't succeed, the applause, quite rightly, belongs to the greatest Norwegian tennis player in the history of the game.
Casper, what a moment. What a match. Semi-final for Grand Slam. It's usually the time when you bring your best tennis, and once again today you have done it. Absolutely incredible performance against Sasha. Can you tell us how you felt out there?
Yeah, thank you so much. Honestly, I just went out there and tried to play without too many feelings, without thinking too much. You know, this is towards the end of the tournament. Everyone who's here playing today has done well anyway, so I'm trying to play without pressure, not thinking too much, not play with too much emotion, if that makes sense. And today I just played really well, and from the beginning to the last point, everything was sort of going my way, luckily. And I don't know, just very happy to win this match.
By winning today, Casper, you're going to play your third Grand Slam final in the past 5 Grand Slam you have played. An absolutely incredible performance, but a true testimony to your consistency at the top level. I mean, really, it's a huge number. Did you feel you could really do it before this Roland Garros that you had the game, it was your time?
It's tough to say. Not really. I didn't come into Roland Garros thinking that I was the favorite to reach the final. Not at all. I was trying to think one match at a time. Let's see how it goes from there. Obviously, I would love to be back in the final as last year, and I'm always thinking about trying to defend this final spot from last year, but here we are 2 weeks later. It's been two very fun weeks here in Paris, just as fun as last year, and hopefully third time can be the charm for me.
One person, Casper, has been extremely important in this journey. It's your father, Christian.
Yes.
And I'm sure it must be extremely special to share every step of the way with him. And he took you from the very start to here. I'm sure you have some few words for him.
Yeah. Yes, of course. I mean, I think I owe almost all my success to him because he was always very strict with me. We had a good plan ever since I was this tall and told him, you know, I want to become a professional. He has taken those words very serious for me and pushed me every day and been around me almost every day since I was 12 years old. So without him, I don't think I would be able to be where I am today. And also my mother, without her and him, I would not be here today. So it's been very, very good to have support from my family and everyone else around me.
And lastly, on Sunday, you have your opportunity to write history.
Yeah.
For yourself, for your country, Norway. You're going to play another Roland Garros final. You have the experience of it. What do you expect from that match? What are you looking forward the most for that?
Well, it's going to be tough. You know, last year was against Rafa, this year against Novak. So what can you say? I mean, it's...
I didn't mention it. You said it.
It's two of the toughest players in the history, so I'm just going to be the underdog, like today, play without too many feelings, just try to enjoy, smile as much as I can, and I know it will be tough. You know, Novak is playing to be the greatest, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm... just going to try my best. Novak is going for his 23rd. I'm going for my first. It's a big difference, but we will both give it all, and I hope we can have a good match.
Well, there is always a first in history, and of course, we wish you the absolutely best of luck for your final once again on Sunday of Roland Garros. Mesdames et messieurs, merci encore une fois d'applaudir. Casper Ruud, qualifié pour la finale de Roland Garros.
The Roland Garros set. This podcast is brought to you by Mastercard.
Friday nights in the French capital. It's finals weekend here at Roland Garros and all taking place on the hottest day of the tournament so far. Hello and welcome to Night and Day at Roland Garros. It's lovely to have your company once again. It might look a little bit overcast behind me. You can see the wind has picked up, but it has been pretty hot conditions for the players throughout the course of the day. And with that in mind, let's have a look at what we have for you on this evening's show. Novak Djokovic wins through to reach a 34th Grand Slam final. The battle to face the two-time champion unfolds on Philippe Chatrier. And we preview the 2023 women's singles final. Now we do, and we expected to have live tennis taking place on Philippe Chatrier, and we still do, because semi-final one, that didn't finish till 6:35 local time this evening, which meant that the second semi-final between fourth seed Casper Ruud and 22nd seed Sasha Zverev, that didn't start till 10 past 7 this evening. So what we'd like you to do is we want to give you a recap of the action, and this was the players coming out on court just under an hour ago. And then a little recap of what's taken place so far before we bring you up to speed of where we are at the moment. This is a fourth meeting between the two. 2-1 in favour of the German, but a first meeting on the clay and a first meeting at a Grand Slam. You remember last year, both of them got to this stage. Zverev's tournament was cut short due to the ankle injury, and Casperud would go on to reach the final. And it was a strong, strong start from the Norwegian, who's looking to reach a third Grand Slam final in just 5 Grand Slams. I think we forget how impressive his recent form has been. And on the clay this year, 16 wins, 5 defeats, and that title in Estoril. Now, he had a set points on the Zverev serve, which Zverev was able to save. So it was the second set point in which Casperud was able to close out the first set to give himself the advantage in this semi-final. So that was the story of the match so far, just in case you're coming in and you don't know what's happened. In terms of what is happening right now, because that was only a short while ago, they had to get the court reset before the action could kick off again for set number 2. It is an intriguing battle between these two, and it's one which we're going to keep a very close eye on over the course of the time that we are with you this evening. But Zverev looking to put the first set behind him and get himself off the perfect start, which he does with a love hold. So that's, thank you very much to Mariana Veljović. So we'll keep a close eye on that. Let's get back to the action. This was the most anticipated match of Roland Garros. Ever since the draw came out, everyone was hoping these two players would meet, and they would meet on the clay courts of the French capital. World number one, Carlos Alcaraz. This is the top half of the draw, taking on the two-time champion Novak Djokovic in just a second meeting between the two. Alcaraz knowing that if he wins this, he would stay at world number one. If Djokovic would win, he'll be one win from a record-setting 23rd Grand Slam title and from returning to the number one spot. And in terms of the level with which this started, it was high quality, and it is what everybody hoped for with these two coming together. They'd had a fairly smooth ride through the tournament to this stage. Very hot conditions out there. You have to remember that this semi-final started at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the heat of the day. 36-year-old Novak Djokovic looking to get off. Hadn't beaten Alcaraz before they met. It was in the altitude back in 2022, but how about this for a point between the two? And it was, well, the first two sets were somewhat of a highlight reel. The athleticism they get, the cat and mouse, they're having one of them on a string, they're pulling them over. And how on earth did Carlos Alcaraz pull off that shot? Everyone was smiling after that. There was applause from Djokovic. The crowd were on their feet. Just take a look at this. How on earth does he get his body in the position, leaning backwards, falling backwards, to drag the forehand inside in to win the point? And that's the type of tennis that we were seeing through the course of the first two sets. And that's going to be on everyone's highlight reel for the end of today. Unfortunately, though, for Carlos Alcaraz, you'll see at the end of this point, he pulls up. Now, at first, we wondered why he had pulled up. It turns out it was cramp. Cramp in the right calf. Djokovic went over. Orly Tork came down from the chair. He said he was cramping. Now, the rules are, if you're cramping, you cannot get treatment. You'd have to wait for the changeover. This was at the end of the second game. A discussion was had, and he agreed to forfeit the game so he could have treatment on the cramp at the changeover, which is why Novak Djokovic got the break, and it's why ultimately Djokovic would go on to win. The cramp seemed to spread to the thighs of the Spaniard. He left the court at the end of the fourth set, and it was Djokovic who had eased through in the end to reach his seventh final at Roland Garros. Absolutely incredible, 34th Grand Slam final. He's 11-3 on the clay this year. He's 26-4 for the year. And he's got a chance of claiming his 23rd Grand Slam title and for recapturing the number one spot. Such disappointment for Carlos Alcaraz. Those first two sets, the level of tennis was astonishing. We'll hear from Alcaraz soon in press, but let's start with your winner, your finalist, Novak Djokovic, speaking to Alex Kurecha on court.
First and foremost, I have to say tough luck for Carlos, obviously, at this level. You know, the last thing you want is cramps and physical problems at the late stages of the Grand Slam. So I feel for him. I feel sorry. I hope he can recover and he can come back very soon. I told him at the net, you know, he knows how young he is. He's got plenty of time ahead of him, so he's going to win this tournament, I'm sure, many, many times. He's an unbelievable player, incredible, incredible competitor. Very nice guy, you know, so he deserves all the applause and all the support. Yeah, it's tough, you know, obviously for him to not know whether he should retire the match or finish the match the way he did. But congratulations to him for fighting spirit and hanging in all the way to the last point. Respect for that. Great respect. I think we were both at the physical limit, to be honest, you know, and towards the end of the second set. You know, I wasn't feeling fresh at all. And we, you know, we went toe-to-toe. I think it was a quite an even match, one set all. And then, you know, this thing happened with his cramps in the second game or third game of the second set, third set. And from that moment onwards, it was a different match. Obviously, I just tried to stay focused, you know, to stay present. I saw that he's struggling, but, you know, I didn't obviously want to think too much what's going on the opposite side of the net. But again, respect for him, and I hope he comes back very quickly.
Carlos Alcaraz, qui était pour la première fois en demi-finale.
Well, it has been really tough for me, honestly. I disappointed myself, honestly, you know, ending the match like this, coming to this match with a great feeling, you know, feeling great physically, and cramping at the end of the second set, the beginning of the third set. It was really disappointing, but you know, this kind of things happen, and I have to deal with that. Well, I would say the first set and the second set was really, really intense, you know, and I started to cramp, you know, in my arm, and at the beginning of the third set I started to cramp every part of my body, not only the legs, the arms as well, every part of the legs. It was really tough for me, you know, to move at the third set, and in the fourth set I had a little chance, but it was really tough, you know. My full body started to cramp.
Disappointment for Carlos Alcaraz and a seventh Roland Garros final for Novak Djokovic. Now we're going to get to the other action that's taken place today very shortly. But the last time we checked in on the action on Philippe Chatrier, a fourth meeting between Casper Ruud and Sasha Zverev. Zverev had just held the first game of the second set to love after Casper Ruud on his second set point, the first on his serve, was able to close out the first set. The first meeting at a Grand Slam, their first meeting on clay. Zverev, though, 1-12 against top 10 opponents at Slams, and he's 0-6 against top 10 appointments in 2023. So work to do for both of them. That could go on for a while yet, and we'll keep you across it as long as we are with you. Now, at the start of today, it was an 11 o'clock start on court Simone Mathieu when we pieced together the women's doubles final. It was a repeat of the Miami final from earlier this year. 10th seeds Taylor Townsend and Leila Fernandez looking to extract revenge on second seeds Miami winners and last year's Roland Garros finalists Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula. And look at those celebrations. Just their fifth tournament together. A dominant performance from Townsend Fernandez. Took them just 63 minutes to reach their first Grand Slam final together. A second Grand Slam doubles final for Taylor Townsend. She was in the US Open doubles final last year. Leila Fernandez, of course, a singles finalist at the US Open in 2021. Congratulations to Townsend and Fernandez. And they are going to be facing Shay Su Wei and Wong Xinyu, the unseeded pair who beat the six seeds Ellen Perez and Nicole Melikar Martinez in a match that went the distance. Shay and Wong won through Shay into a slam fight in her third tournament back. You might remember that Wong was double bagel by Iga Świątek earlier in the tournament. And for Shay, she won the title here before the women's doubles. So it's an exciting final that we've set up, the women's doubles final. And we have that for you on Sunday morning. So confirmation that they are through to face Taylor Townsend and Leila Fernandez in Sunday's final. Now, also today, we set up the junior finals. Now, we're going to start in the boys' draw. Now, these matches also earlier today. This was on court six, where Juan Carlos Prado and Hello, the eighth seed from Bolivia, beat Lernetien from the USA. It was a straight set, 6-1, 7-5 win for the 18-year-old. Delight on his face. He actually won the South American Junior Championships earlier this year on the clay, and he's just dropped one set all tournament. So congratulations to him. He's through to his first Roland Garros Junior Final. Now, in that final, he'll face the 17-year-old Dino Prismic from Croatia. Prismic is the third seed, and he was facing 15-year-old Darwin Blanche from America, who has won a tournament on clay this year. But Prismic, he proved too strong, breaking to then serve for his place in the final, and that was an hour and 16 minutes on the clock. So congratulations to them. They will contest the final. Now to the girls' competition, and first up, we have the Australian Open Junior Champion, Alina Korneva, who is in commanding form, taking just 52 minutes to beat 14-year-old Alyssa Oksiyabreva, who's had a fantastic run through the qualifying competition. Korneva, who's still only 15 years old herself, looking to be the first player to win two Grand Slam girls singles titles since 2013, when Anna Konyu and Belinda Bencic split the four. Just one set dropped all tournament. Now, in the final, the Russian will face Luciana Perez Alarcón, the sixth seed from Peru. The 18-year-old has dropped just one set en route to the final, and she's won two junior clay court events this year, which has really stood her in good stead for these Roland Garros championships. And what a reaction! She also claimed the South American Junior Championships in Santa Cruz. She was up against Anastasia Gareva, 7-6, 7-5 in just under 2 hours. Lovely to see this light on. Look, it's going to be tough against the Australian Open champion in the final, but wonderful to see her through to the girls' junior final. Now, we might be getting low on the ground when it comes to the amount of matches, but it doesn't mean that the level of tennis is decreasing. So take a look at this, because this is today's moment of the day. Honestly, the first two sets of that match was an absolute highlight reel. Now, this evening we have for you the final Never Have I Ever. And with that being the case, this evening we put together for you the best bits.
I'm sure. Okay.
Come on, I take it. I'm proud of myself.
Umberto.
Of course, sometimes I'm like, this offer for my coach. This is the reality.
in English, okay.
You speak English.
A little bit.
Never have I ever Googled myself.
We did not do that.
I mean, Coco is my nickname. My real name is Corey.
What? Again.
Oh my God, I'm losing my bag every single week with the company, airline company.
Eminem, for sure. If I see my leg.
Yeah, my dog, he likes to play with the towel of Roland Garros.
Yes, yes. Very good upgrade ahead.
With another bag, and I opened the bag, and it was not mine.
My mom would call me Filou.
That sounded good.
I was honest, though.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's pretty embarrassing.
I probably have.
It's too much for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But one day, maybe one day?
I hope so. I wish to do that.
Carlos, gracias.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Seems an awful long time ago now, but that was a lot of fun. And don't forget, you can take another look at them via Instagram or the Twitter accounts of Roland Garros. Right, the time now to check back in on the action on Philippe Chatrier. This fourth meeting between Casper Ruud and Sacha Zverev for the right to face Novak Djokovic in Sunday's final. It was Ruud who got the advantage. He could have had a double break in the first set. He could have taken on the first set point, closed it out on the first. Zverev, a confident start to the second set, which means he's got his nose in front, but wasn't able to take advantage there. And the little look up to his dad, his coach in the box. An opportunity for Zverev. He hasn't had that many on the Ruud serve. That was an opportunity for the German, the 2016, in his third consecutive Roland Garros semi-final. I think that look rather says it all. Now, we wanted to, on this evening's show, build up to tomorrow's showpiece event, the Roland Garros 2023 Women's Singles Final. That will be contested between Karolina Muchova in her maiden Grand Slam final and the defending champion and the two-time Roland Garros champion, Iga Świątek, who is also the world number one. And if she defends her title successfully, she'll have almost a 1,000-point lead at the top of the rankings. Now, this was a little earlier today at Jean-Bouin, that's the practice facility across the road from Roland Garros. It's nice and peaceful, especially at this stage of the tournament. 2 o'clock, court 29. We like to give you all the details. So a fourth Grand Slam final for Iga Świątek. Looking for a fourth Grand Slam title. She hasn't dropped a set. Now that, if you remember, was the same as that run in 2020. She has looked fearsome as she's made her way through the door. Second consecutive Roland Garros final. And she was just quietly just getting the body moving, getting some practice. And again, they can practice this surrounded by fans, which they love to do. But sometimes you just need a little bit of silence. So her team were over at Jean-Bouin a little bit earlier. For Karolina Muchova, it was slightly different preparation and everybody is very different. And remember, she played a lot of tennis against Serena Sabalenka in that phenomenal semi-final. She was 2-5 down in the third, had to save a match point. So it was on the bike, looking at the big screen that's above the treadmill to see the action that's taking place in her first Grand Slam final. And one of the records that Iga Świątek should watch out for, she is 5-0 against players in the top three. So we cannot wait for this tomorrow. Now, in terms of the history between the two, getting to know the two of them a little bit better, here for you, just take a look at this as we prepare you and we build you up to tomorrow's final.
Yeah, just to bring the best out of me and play a perfect match to be able to win a Grand Slam.
I'm going to keep the same focus, be kind of focused on what I want to do in court, and we're just going to play a nice match and entertain you guys.
wait for that final tomorrow. If that doesn't get you in the mood for Iga Świątek against Karolina Muchova, not a lot will, but we've got plenty of build-up tomorrow. I'll tell you about that very shortly. But firstly, here is your order of play. Action starting on Filip Świątek at 11 o'clock with the men's wheelchair final between the top two seeds. Alfie Hewitt taking on Takito Oda of Japan. Then not before 3 o'clock, Iga Świątek against Karolina Muchova. And then we've got the men's doubles final. Ivan Dodig and Austin Krajcik at the four seeds in their second consecutive Roland Garros final against the Belgian pair of Sander Gilles and Joren Vliegen. So that's your action for tomorrow. Before we leave you this evening, let's just take one more look at what's going on inside Philippe Chatrier. Now, the sun has gone, the clouds have come over. It's a little bit windy. And remember, a short while ago, you just saw a break opportunity for the 22nd seed, Sasha Zverev, off the serve of Casper Ruud. He wasn't able to take advantage of it. And now he's in a spot of bother on his serve. And as I mentioned, the wind is swirling around Philippe Chatrier. The time is 20 past eight in the evening on a Friday night. And Casper Ruud, you feel there's unfinished business for both of them. The injury to Zverev last year at the semi-final stage when he was playing some of his best ever tennis. And for Casper Ruud, swept aside by Nadal in the final. The Norwegian, the fourth seed here, didn't have a lot of form to show at the start of these, coming into form at the right time. And to keep an eye on events on Philippe Chatrier, don't forget there'll be ball by ball commentary on Radio Roland Garros. They're into the flow of things right now, or you can follow it via Twitter or social media. Now, I mentioned our build up tomorrow to the final, slightly different. I hope you can join us from 1:30 when I'll be alongside Grand Slam champion Marion Bartoli, and we'll be previewing the women's final. Then I'll be back 30 minutes after the final ball has been struck, looking back at all the action, reaction and celebrations. And the same again on Sunday from 1:30. I'll be joined by two-time Roland Garros finalist and former world number two, Alex Krejcik, and we'll be previewing the men's final. And then I'll be back once again 30 minutes after the final ball with the action and reaction. Now, before I get blown away this evening, because we're quite high up on Philippe Chatrier, I'm going to say goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are, but we'll see you 1:30 tomorrow.
The Roland Garros set. This podcast was brought to you by MasterCard.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Match content pour les demi-finales du tournoi Messieurs Roland Garros 2023. Premier joueur entré sur le court a remporté 22 titres en Grand Chelem, dont deux ici à Roland Garros. Il est serbe, Novak Djokovic. Il s'est reposé à celui qui n'a que 20 ans, déjà vainqueur d'un Grand Chelem à l'US Open l'an passé, le numéro 1 mondial, l'Espagnol Carlos Alcaraz.
Okay, gentlemen, a few reminders. The clock is on top there and also in front of me. Time starts after I announce the score. We do have the towels boxes. Novak, please get the one with the orange sticker for you. Carlos, the gray sticker. Line umpires on every line. If you want me to check a mark, please stop the point. Call me. Make it clear. Okay, any questions? No? Do you want the ball or the player?
I'll take the player.
The player is called. The ball?
Receive.
Receive?
This side.
This side? Yeah. Good match. 3 minutes.
En rouge et bleu, il y a un joueur qui est né le 22 mai 1987 à Belgrade et il mesure 1m88, professionnel depuis 2003, placé aujourd'hui à la 3e place mondiale. En juillet 2011, il devenait pour la première fois numéro 1 mondial du tennis masculin. Il y est resté épisodiquement 387 semaines, c'est un record. Il avait remporté ses deux premiers tournois en 2006 à Amersfoort et au Moselle Open à Metz. Il en a remporté au total 93, dont 22 en Grand Chelem, 10 à l'Open d'Australie, 7 à Wimbledon, 3 à l'US Open et 2 à Roland-Garros en 2016 et en 2021. Vainqueur de 38 Masters 1000, 6 Masters, la Coupe Davis en 2010. Cette saison, il était victorieux à Auckland et à l'Open d'Australie. C'est sa 19e participation. Ici, il a éliminé Kovacevic au premier tour, Fuksovic au deuxième, Davidovic Fokina, Varias et enfin Karen Khachanov pour se qualifier pour ses demi-finales. 22 titres en Grand Chelem, 2 à Roland-Garros. Il est serbe Novak Djokovic.
Deux minutes.
Son adversaire vient d'avoir 20 ans, il les a eus le 5 mai dernier, il est né en 2003 à El Palmar, près de Murcie, il mesure 1m85. Professionnel depuis 2018, classé aujourd'hui à la première place mondiale, classement qu'il a atteint au mois de septembre de l'année dernière, devenant le plus jeune numéro 1 mondial de l'histoire du tennis masculin. Il avait remporté son premier tournoi à Umag en 2021, il en remportait 5 l'an passé, dont l'US Open. Il était quart de finaliste déjà ici à Roland-Garros. Cette saison, il était victorieux à Buenos Aires, Indian Wells, Barcelone et Madrid. Finaliste à Rio de Janeiro. C'est sa 3e participation ici. Il a éliminé Coboli au premier tour, Taro Daniel au deuxième, Denis Shapovalov, Lorenzo Musetti et enfin Stefanos Tsitsipas pour se qualifier pour sa première demi-finale ici. Il est numéro 1 mondial, déjà vainqueur en Grand Chelem. Il est espagnol, Carlos Alcaraz.
Une minute. Mesdames et messieurs, cette partie se déroulera en meilleur des 5 manches avec jeu décisif dans toutes les manches. Carlos Alcaraz a gagné le tirage au sort et a choisi de relancer. Fin de l'échauffement. End of warm-up. Première manche, au service, Novak Djokovic. Ready, play. Point for Novak Djokovic. He had a set point on the Alcaraz serve. He couldn't convert. Now here is his second, but his first on his serve. Set point Djokovic, 4 minutes shy of an hour on court. Sun dips behind a cloud. And Djokovic serves out wide. The backhand down the line and wide. And there's just a fist pump. It's a muted celebration, but he will be very, very happy, Novak Djokovic, with how he played that first set. He gets over the line. He hangs on to the break that he picked up in the fourth game. And it's Novak Djokovic who takes the first set by 6-3.
Reprise. Deuxième manche. Au service, Alcaraz.
See how aggressive Novak will be now.
camera phones are poised in case this is the moment that Alcaraz gets a set on the board in this semi-final. Love 45-6, 2 hours 10 on the clock, bouncing complete. Djokovic serves down the tee. So far back, Alcaraz. He's lofted it long and the set's gone.
Alcaraz
turns to his team, pumps both arms. It is game on in this semi-final. Alcaraz breaks to love to take the set. But we've split sets. It is one set all. He lost the ball and he couldn't even move to pick it up. Centre of the box, back from Djokovic. Djokovic to his third set point. Backhand cross court, looking for the triple break. One of those breaks was the forfeited game, and there it is. 6-1 to Novak Djokovic. He's just doing what he can do, playing what's in front of him, playing the situation. Interesting now, though, he's not going to stop. I think that's for sure. He sits himself down. Nick Kyrgios has tweeted, feel for Alcaraz, just a big learning process. Pretty sure every tennis player goes through this feeling, cramping due to nervous energy and anxiety.
Yeah.
He will learn how to deal with it in the future, then we should be scared. For now, though, a second match point for Novak Djokovic after 3 hours and 23 minutes. Serves down the tee, the stretch in the backhand through the middle. The backhand swung cross court from Djokovic, cross court backhand angle from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the forehand net!
Djokovic.
And it is game set match for Novak Djokovic. Confirmation or the scoreline for the world number 3. An embrace between the two at the net. We had blistering high energy tennis for the first 2 hours. The smile is there on the Alcaraz face. And now the applause for Novak Djokovic, because he will be once again in a Roland Garros final, his 7th final. He will contest. He did everything right, Novak Djokovic. He played some exceptional tennis. 6-3, 5-7, 6-1, 6-1. Djokovic through once again to the Roland Garros final.
No, Le, you deserve all this. This is for you, Novak. Merci beaucoup. Novak, in our sport, it's so important to be fit. It's so important to control your emotions. I don't know how did you deal and how did you block all that at 36 years of age against someone number one in the world, 20 years old, and you managed to win an unbelievable match. Good job.
Thank you. Well, first and foremost, I have to say tough luck for Carlos. Obviously, at this level, you know, the last thing you want is cramps and physical problems at the late stages of the Grand Slam. So I feel for him. I feel sorry. I hope he can recover and he can come back very soon. I told him at the net, you know, he knows how young he is. He's got plenty of time ahead of him, so he's going to win this tournament, I'm sure, many, many times. He's an unbelievable player, incredible, incredible competitor. Very nice guy, you know, so he deserves all the applause and all the support. Yeah, it's tough, you know, obviously, for him to not know whether he should retire the match or finish the match the way he did. But congratulations to him for fighting spirit and hanging in all the way to the last point. Respect for that. Great respect. I think we were both at the physical limit, to be honest, you know, and towards the end of the second set, you know, I wasn't feeling fresh at all. And we, you know, we went toe-to-toe. I think it was a quite even match, one set all, and then, you know, this thing happened with his cramps in the second game or third game of the second set, third set. And from that moment onwards, yeah, it was a different match. Obviously, I just tried to stay focused, you know, to stay present. I saw that he's struggling, but, you know, I didn't obviously want to think too much what's going on the opposite side of the net. But again, respect for him, and I hope he comes back very quickly.
Thank you. Thank you for all that explanation. But the intensity from the very beginning, you were hitting your forehand probably as hard as, I don't know,